Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 338. Bruce and I are getting into the spooky season spirit, Bruce's favorite, by doing a fun game today of Disney Would You Rather Halloween themed.
I love these Would You Rathers. These are so easy and interesting for me. So Halloween is your favorite time of year. I'm actually getting into it a little bit. I like the Halloween spirit a little bit. I mean, it's not my favorite time. I like Christmas a little bit better, but you know what?
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. Whatever makes you happy makes me happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
And we only have, I feel like Christmas is a little bit longer.
So what do you mean?
Like Halloween is over October 31st or November 1st. Then Christmas starts. We get a little bit longer of a Christmas season.
Halloween's never over in this house.
I know, that's true.
Spooky season all year. Anyways, we are excited to bring this show to you today. We're doing our infamous game of Would You Rather. We're going to go through some Halloween theme choices and to the test and do a round of these Would You Rather. We're going to talk specialty Halloween season food items, so things that are in the Disney parks right now that they're offering as food choices. We're going to pick and choose which one we would rather. Disney movies and what we would choose. This is going to be my favorite. What we choose as an attraction. This is sort of a fantasy Would You Rather. An attraction overlay in each Walt Disney World park.
This is going to be tricky for me because I don't know. I'm not that creative when it comes to stuff. I'm more like off the cuff.
Yeah, but I think that's what's great. Like, it should be like that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Also, we just did, if you're listening to this podcast live when it comes out, we just did a live episode inside of Patreon with Dan, the man in the chair, going over day one of Genie Plus.
Yes, he was in the parks live going over the process and how it's all working for everybody. So far, so good. A lot of positive feedback.
You know, I think after going through it and Dan kind of going through the times and how long it took him to go through the regular line versus the lightning lane, and if you do it with one day, I think it's going to work out a lot better than people thought.
Well, we'll see. He was also one person. He didn't bring his family, so
that's true.
It was a little bit easier on the wallet.
Time will tell for sure about that.
Yeah, exactly. And also, if you're looking to book travel, we did a thing.
We did.
We did a thing. We did a great thing. We are now Unlocking the Magic Travel. We have wonderful agents that we will match you up with, and they can provide a free quote for you for your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, vacation.
Yep, we got great agents that aren't us helping you book your Disney vacation. So if you're whatever you're looking to do Disney-wise, Disneyland, like Connie mentioned, go info@unlockingthemagic.com. You can shoot us an email. We'll connect you with the right agent, or unlockingthemagictravel.com. You can also follow Unlocking the Magic Travel on Facebook.
All right. We have so much to talk about today. I'm so excited. We're going to start first with movies or shows for our Disney Would You Rather.
Fantastic.
Halloween. All right. Here we go. We're going to start off with my choice first is Disney. So Would You Rather watch to get into the Halloween spirit? You have one choice here, one movie, one special movie, because it's just been released on Disney Plus. But so the first one is Disney's Haunted Mansion movie. This is with the classic with Eddie Murphy, where he's a realtor, workaholic, Jim Evers, best name ever, Evers and Evers, and his wife and business partner get a call late one night from the mansion owner, Edward Gracie, who's looking to sell his property.
Hold on a second. Is Evers and Evers real estate related or Disney related? I don't get it.
It's, what do you mean? It's his name in the movie.
I know, but what is Evers and Evers? Why is that funny?
It's just funny because he uses it as a tagline in all of his marketing.
Oh,
it's
like okay, a classic. So that is a classic realtor thing.
It's a classic cheesy realtor thing. Right, I don't know where we all got that bad rap.
I didn't get that for a second, but now I get it.
It says, smelling the biggest deal of the career, Jim and Sarah, his wife, and their two children pay a visit to the mansion located on a remote bayou. A torrential thunderstorm of mysterious origin strands the Evers family in the old mansion with brooding eccentric Gracie and his mysterious butler Ramsley and a variety of residents both seen and unseen. At first, Jim Evers scoffs at Gracie's stories about ghosts and hauntings until he unearths the mystery of the mansion and finds that his wife Sarah has unexpected connections to its haunted past. All while going through the story, he's kind of learning and figuring out that maybe work isn't everything.
This is a fun movie.
I love it. I love the movie. It's cheesy. I mean, it's not,
It's a great Halloween movie to watch with kids. So it's like a little spooky, kind of like Haunted Mansion, the attraction, right? It's a little spooky, but it's not scary.
It's silly and spooky.
Yeah, I think it's a great movie. It's fun, and I think it's a cool movie to get you in the spirit of Halloween.
Okay, and then my next choice is Muppets Haunted Mansion. This was a recently released on Disney Plus. We got to watch it, and this one is The Great Gonzo, world-famous daredevil artiste, has done it all, seen it all, and survived it all. But on Halloween night, the fearless Gonzo takes on the greatest challenge of his life by spending one very daring night in the most grim, grinning place on earth, the Haunted Mansion.
We watched this recently too. It was pretty cute.
I loved it. It was adorable. It was a little singy. Like, I lost Bruce a couple times.
I don't know why I tune out when the singing happens. I know that Disney is a show and it's form of entertainment, but I don't know why I tune out so bad when people start singing. As soon as people start singing, you literally lose me.
You get a little cringy.
It's just like I'm done. Like I was with you till up to that point. Then you start singing and I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I liked the background. I liked how they had actors. John Stamos is in a piece of it, and it's just lighthearted and fun and silly. And the reason why I chose these two is because they're both Haunted Mansion and they're both kind of silly and scary, like silly scary, like the original Haunted Mansion attraction. But also, I found out both movies have similar ratings. They both weren't really highly rated, believe
we
it or
mean
not.
Like on like Rotten Tomatoes or yeah. For reviews?
Yeah, so both, I think Muppets Haunted Mansion was around 6 and
out of 10?
Yeah, and Disney's Haunted Mansion movie was around 5.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
I think you have to go, you know what? Again, back to the low expectations thing. You're not gonna go into these movies and expect it to be like, what's a fantastic movie? Like a Marvel movie, right? With a great storyline and great characters and great acting. You gotta go in there with a sense that this is gonna be almost a fun, lighthearted show and don't have expectations of it being the best movie you're ever gonna see.
I don't know. It's part of my Halloween list now. So both of these, now the Muppet Haunted Mansion is on my Halloween list. I do this like movie playlist every year. I kind of update it, and I love watching Halloween movies during this time of year.
You should share that playlist with everybody.
There's a lot on there. There's some not Disney. There's quite a bit.
You should share it.
Shows kind of how weird I really am.
That's true. All right, which one are you choosing? Would you rather? So
okay.
The choices are Disney's Haunted Mansion movie or Muppets Haunted Mansion. So both Haunted Mansion related, but which one are you choosing? You're going to see Eddie Murphy in family or Muppets?
I'm going, as much as I love the Muppets, I think I'm choosing the Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy. I like how they go through the story about the mansion itself and how there's like a little underlying story there about how Jim Evers is so busy at work. He doesn't ever take time to really like see the big picture or whatever. So I like that. And that it's always like a good, cute lesson.
I'm with you. I'm choosing the Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy because there's just way too much singing in the other one. And
there's no singing in the other one, right?
I'm into it. I like it. It was fun.
Okay.
With you till the end of the line.
They are actually filming, according to The Hollywood Reporter, they're filming a new Haunted Mansion movie.
I heard about that. I think we talked about that on a recent episode or a Patreon episode.
Now they just, The Hollywood Reporter just released that Danny DeVito is joining Owen Wilson in this movie.
Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson is in it.
What's he going to be playing?
I do not know, but they're really keeping a lot of like the script in under wraps.
Not that I don't love Owen Wilson.
Well, yeah, it's just funny because he's not, it was hard to make him believable in anything other than the Cars movie.
No way. I thought he was fantastic in Loki. You didn't?
No, yes, he was fantastic in Loki, but like when you first see him, all I could hear was ka-chow.
True, you think of that.
It's like
sure.
I could not get that out of my
that
head.
That and the little, and is he the cowboy in the Night at the Museum movies?
Yes.
That, those two people, like I think of the Cars and the little cowboy from Night at the Museum every time I see him.
Great
but he,
movie.
I thought he did a great job in Loki.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. It's just, I don't know, like, he's so silly. Maybe that's what they are looking for, actually. Because, again, the Haunted Mansion is spooky, silly. So maybe that's why he fits in and he will fit in. But I'm excited to see Danny DeVito. I guess they're filming, or they started filming in Atlanta. And it's going to be in New Orleans, too. Or the setting's supposed to be in New Orleans.
That would be a great place for a Haunted Mansion movie.
Right? I'm really excited about this.
All right, so we're both on the same page on that one.
Yes.
Next one.
All right, let's go to food.
Please.
Because you know,
there's no singing in food. I'm enjoying it.
We both love food. These offerings are special for the Halloween season. Now, Halloween season technically begins in August in Walt Disney World, which I'm totally on board with.
I'm not. That's way too early. If it was a little bit cooler, I could get into it. But
yeah. You
know what? I feel like it's the same thing with Christmas. Like, 2 months is enough. September 1st, you can start with Halloween. I'm totally okay with that. Because it feels fallish. September, October, Halloween, November, December, Christmas.
You want very defined kind of seasons where August to you is still too... August to you is summer.
It's so like when they start putting out school supplies in July, I immediately hate that store.
Yeah, that's true.
I just want to enjoy my summer and not worry about school coming. Like, let me enjoy the summertime and the nice weather we have here. And let me just worry about school and Halloween when we get to September.
That's a good point. I just love Halloween, so I could see it all year, but I see your points. All right. Well, these offerings are here right now. If you don't get to try them this year, maybe you could try them next year, because they do kind of do a little variety of everything. But I noticed that, like, pumpkin is a big flavor for the fall and Halloween season. So that always will be some kind of menu item, I believe.
Yeah, pumpkin and cupcakes. What's up with that? Everything's pumpkin Disney. And cupcakes.
All right, first one, we're going to go to Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to describe each offering.
So I have to choose one.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Would you rather? So this is the Trolley Car Cafe Pumpkin Mousse. It's milk chocolate chai mousse filled with pumpkin bread set atop a chocolate shortbread cookie and vanilla buttercream.
All right, what's my other choice?
Very, very, sounds very, like, soft. Other than the shortbread cookie. The next one is located at Woody's Lunchbox, and this is a Halloween lunch bar box tart.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate hazelnut-filled lunchbox tart. So, like, a Pop-Tart?
Yes, that's okay. Like the one we had. We had the raspberry one.
So it's with frosted with spooky vanilla icing. What makes vanilla icing spooky?
It probably resembles a ghost, maybe.
Oh, okay. Halloween sprinkles and candy corn. All right. So these are two very different, I think, flavors here.
I'm going with the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
We had that at Woody's Lunchbox, and I thought it was really good. And I don't even really like raspberry that much. And I was like, raspberry, I don't know if I want to try that. But it actually tasted pretty good.
Here's where it lost me. I really liked it.
Until the candy corn?
No, I actually love candy corn. It's really weird. I know that it's not everyone's favorite thing, but it is mine. But the lunch bar tart, I kept thinking it was going to be just like a Pop-Tart, and it wasn't. It was more like a cookie.
It was more like a... It almost tasted like... It was a... You know what it was a cross of? It was a cross between a Pop-Tart and then those toaster strudels you used to put in the toaster oven from when we were kids.
Yeah, those are soft, though.
Yeah, it was a cross between those. Like, if a Pop-Tart and a toaster strudel had a kid, it would have been this Woody's Lunchbox Pop-Tart.
I guess I see what you're saying.
So it was, like, not as hard as a Pop-Tart, but it wasn't as flaky as the toaster strudel. It was like a mix of the both.
Yeah, I just love Pop-Tarts, so it was really hard for me. Am I saying that good? Pop-Tarts? I know that Bostonians say pup a lot. Pop-Tarts.
Listen, good enough for me.
Okay. All right. Wait, which one did you choose? I'm sorry.
I'm choosing the Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart.
I said it specifically Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Pop-Tart. I know it's not a Pop-Tart, but that's the one I call it.
All right. I think I'm going with you. I think even though I was hung up about it, I still really liked it. So I'm going with the Halloween Lunchbox Tart at Woody's Lunchbox.
I'm with you. That's a good one. All right. What's the next one?
All right. Let's head over to Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather a Scar cupcake, and I'll describe it in a second. This is located at Creature Comforts and Flame Tree Barbecue.
Okay.
Or the Maleficent cupcake, which is at Restaurant Taurus.
I don't know why I'm not into cupcakes.
So these both, you're out.
I mean, if I have to choose one.
You're not in, you're out. It's an in or out episode now.
What do they look like? Do they show you a picture of them?
Yeah. If you go, just go on Disney blog website and you can see all the. I mean, yeah, they're cupcakes, but I think Disney does a really fun job with cupcakes. Like, they look fantastic. They're huge. They're pricey, but I mean, it's like it's basically two cupcakes for one.
I know, but just like a grown man eating a cupcake, I know it's acceptable because we're in Disney, but like, I don't know, I feel uncomfortable. I feel like I'm like that creepy guy on the bench eating a cupcake. I shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you could just put it on a plate and then use a fork.
That's like using a fork and knife for a slice of pizza, though. Like, people are going to judge me for that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I would rather just not have to deal with either one of those scenarios. All but right. If I have to choose, I'm going to pick the Scars cupcake.
I didn't even describe it.
I'm just going to choose it by the name. What am I going to do? Oh,
because it's cooler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, a guy sitting on a bench eating a Maleficent cupcake, they're definitely going to judge me.
Listen, all right, the Scar cupcake. It's a red velvet cupcake with toasted marshmallow filling, chocolate marshmallow frosting, chocolate pebbles, white chocolate flames with edible icing image of Scar.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, and then Maleficent is purple velvet cupcake with orange blood orange curd. I love how they describe these cookies on the site. Vanilla frosting, crisp pearls, and white chocolate flames with Maleficent medallion.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a little embarrassed to eat that one. I'm not going to lie.
I like the marshmallow description of Scar cupcake.
I do too. And I think, hear me out.
Okay.
If I'm sitting there by myself eating a cupcake, at least if someone looks at me weird, I can be like, it's a Scar's cupcake.
Like, look at this.
Like, come on. It's a Scar's. I'm not eating the Maleficent one. I'm eating the Scar's cupcake.
She's a little too weird for me.
Give me a break here.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I normally would choose Maleficent just because I'm all about her and I love Maleficent, but I'm looking at the description. They kind of lost me on blood orange curd.
I don't like orange in anything.
I'm not a huge fan of orange, too.
I like oranges.
Yeah.
But I don't like any orange-flavored things.
Like, the orange flavor in dessert just kind of makes me feel like I should just be eating an orange.
Like, if you, I would rather lemon.
Yeah.
Than yeah. Orange.
I feel you. All right.
Which one did you choose? You chose the Scar one, too?
Based on the description.
Okay. What's the next one?
Even though I really wanted to choose Maleficent. All right. This one is a novelty item, okay? This is something that's not food, but it is a novelty item.
Wait, it's not food?
Well, it's not. You can put food in it.
Oh, okay.
But it's a novelty item. I want to know which one would you rather. Would you rather walk around in Disney with a Mickey Mummy popcorn bucket or an Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket?
Which we have if you're watching this. If you're listening to the podcast, go over to our YouTube channel, watch this video, and you'll see the Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket behind Connie. All of our videos, pretty much.
This is my favorite popcorn bucket, but when I saw Mickey Mummy, I thought, okay, they're putting a run for its money here with the Oogie Boogie one, which was at Disneyland.
I like Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
Back to, like, you know, feeling tough. You feel like Oogie
Boogie. Listen, Mickey's tough. I got a Mickey Mouse behind me over here in my thing.
Mummy popcorn. Yeah.
I'm not saying Mickey Mummy's not tough. I just feel like Oogie Boogie is very Halloween-y and like he's a villain. He's a little bit cool.
All right. I gotcha. All right. So the next one is merchandise.
Oh, great.
Would you rather? So we're both in on the Oogie Boogie, obviously. Yeah,
definitely.
Oogie Boogie, yeah.
Plus, I like, you know what? I can't handle a lot of songs, but Oogie Boogie song I like.
The Oogie Boogie one is, like, catchy.
And the, you know, pretty much all the Halloween songs I actually like.
Yeah, you do.
Except for when I watched that on the Muppets Haunted Mansion. Those weren't Halloweenish, I don't feel like, though.
They were just
songs. They were just singing.
Here's where we lose you. I think you're fine with music and songs, but when it's on television is where you get lost.
Yeah, it's like I feel the same way about watching songs on television as I do sitting on a bench eating a Maleficent cupcake.
Gotcha. All right.
A little uncomfortable.
If you're going to buy merchandise for the Halloween season, are you buying, because you mentioned how Oogie Boogie you like, there's an Oogie Boogie sweatshirt. It's green and black, and it's the sweatshirt of my dreams.
Okay. Is that a hint?
It's at Magic Kingdom. If you want to hook me up. It says Let's Boogie Boogie on it.
All right.
It's cool. Or they have also, which I own. I'm a proud owner. I can't wait to share it with you guys. Like, I have a picture of it. I still haven't worn it full time because I treasure it so much. Tower of Terror robe. It's the Hollywood Tower Hotel robe.
This is easy for me.
Why? It's easy?
Yeah.
How? These are two epic items.
I'm not a robe kind of guy.
You're not?
No.
How do you not be a robe kind of person? Like, it's cold here. Are you going to wear a robe?
I don't know. I'm not a robe kind of guy. Listen, I'm not a robe guy.
Ugh. All right.
I'm a sweatshirt guy.
Okay.
I'm not a robe guy. What do you want me to do? So I'm not wearing that robe.
You're not.
Nope. But I'll wear the sweatshirt, Oogie Boogie sweatshirt, green.
So would you rather you're doing Oogie Boogie?
100%.
Okay. I don't know which one I'm choosing on this one. I love them both.
Well, you have the robe, so you already know how comfortable that is for you.
And I've seen the shirt, the sweatshirt, and I think it is epic. I think I might rather the sweatshirt. I might wear it more. Like, you know, I don't know. The robe is awesome, but I'm like, I don't want anything to happen to it. It's like, I feel like I should just put it away.
I think the robe doesn't give you as many, although you can wear the robe every day.
Can
just
I
like,
wear the robe on the podcast?
You can, but I think the sweatshirt allows you to kind of go out and have people see it, where the robe is kind of like your home thing, and yeah. You know, you're going to be comfortable in it, but not a lot of people are going to see you in your robe, and if they do, it's probably going to be a little embarrassing.
It's going to be the a kids. Little weird. Yeah, or you.
Or me, yeah.
I have no problem wearing it out.
I know you don't.
I'm just saying. All right, I would rather the Oogie Boogie new sweatshirt that I saw that I was so excited about. All right, now let's go to spooky, fun, fantasy overlays. This is my favorite part, I think, of the show today, because we get to choose a couple of attractions in each park and list two attractions that we would overlay and then have each other pick the one that they would rather.
All right, so we're going to each choose two attractions in the park and then explain what our overlay is.
Right.
And then the other person picks which one they would rather out of those two.
You were paying attention. Good job.
It took me a little bit, but I got it.
Okay.
Why don't you go first? We're going to start with the Magic Kingdom. Why don't you give me your two attractions and the overlays that you selected, and then I'll go.
Okay. So obviously, you know, overlays, they're done in Disneyland. They have Space Mountain as an overlay. They have the Haunted Mansion overlay. Part of me didn't really love overlays, but I realized it was because we were at a new park. Like Disneyland was something we had never visited. So we wanted, the first time we were there, it was being overlaid. So we never got to see, like the first time we were there, we never got to see the true attraction in its origin, right?
So, right.
But I am a fan of overlays. I think it's a fun way to add a little kind of seasonal hype to attractions. And the two that I chose are Magic Kingdom. Number one, would you rather Tom Sawyer Island an overlay? Now hear me out.
Okay.
Kind of like piratey, but yet not the way Disneyland does it, just a more kind of hidden things that you have to find that kind of spook out at you. And perhaps maybe it's only done as like a special thing at night where you have to have like a flashlight or something. I don't know how safety wise Disney would do this, but that's where my imagination's going.
All right, I like it.
Or would you rather Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, and you're in this haunted vehicle as you're going through? There are a lot of bare spots I notice on the People Mover lately. Like when you're taking that turn, right as you're kind, you're passing Tron, there's like, you're in the tunnel, but it's like a lot of gray concrete. And I feel like they could do a bunch of stuff right there and add some Halloween stuff in it. So what do you think?
I'm with you. I don't know if I'm with you on the
Which one would you
mover.
Rather? Okay.
I'm going to choose Tom Sawyer Island because that's on one of mine as well.
Oh, okay.
But I think Tom Sawyer Island is the perfect place for them to do some sort of Halloween overlay for two reasons. One, it would be amazing with a Halloween overlay. And two, you don't get to go over there at night.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
So like, if you had a Halloween overlay there at night, you'd be able to go over there for the first time at night with your flashlight. Maybe it's like a scavenger hunt. That's what I had. Like some sort of scavenger hunt where you're over there and you're like, it's a spooky nighttime scavenger hunt on Tom Sawyer Island. And you have to go find these five or six things. Kind of like when you did the game in the park where you had to go search out these.
Like you had clues.
Yeah, you had to go find them. Like they said something to you. Like mm-hmm. It's a game that you have to do. And it could spend an hour or two over there and still have fun with the family.
Yeah, maybe like they could have illuminated walkways so that for like hazard reasons, but then have you kind of go around with your flashlight. That would be really cool. Although the lazy girl part of me thinks it would be awesome on the People Mover too.
So I'm choosing Tom Sawyer Island for your two. So that one was my choice for yours.
All right.
I chose Tom Sawyer Island to kind of just describe what I would do. And then I also chose Space Mountain. I think an overlay in Space Mountain in Disney World, kind of like what they do in Disneyland, would be very cool.
Oh, so your Space Mountain overlay would be similar to Disneyland? I don't know if I like that.
I don't know if I like the overlay that they do in Disneyland, so but I would love a Halloween version of an overlay for Space Mountain in Disney World.
All right, so which one would you rather on my choice?
Tom Sawyer Island.
All right, and for you, you picked Tom Sawyer Island for yours, and then an overlay in space. You know I'm going to choose Tom Sawyer Island.
I know. That's why I said, all right, so we so both you, chose Tom Sawyer Island.
You did easy one. You're like, eh.
All right, let's go to Epcot.
All right, Epcot. Both of my Would You Rather choices are located inside the World Showcase. I really wanted to think about what attractions there were at Epcot and how, you know, there's not a whole lot in Epcot, but I think that with some creativity, this could work. So my first choice, I went over to the Grand Fiesta Tour featuring the Three Caballeros. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if they did an overlay as Coco? And it would be similar to the Remember Me display that they have. So they already have the Remember Me display now in Mexican in the Mexico Pavilion. It's the Mexico Folk Art Gallery.
Okay.
And they bring the Day of the Dead to life, which I really love. I love Coco, and I love how it's sort of beautiful. Like, the afterlife is beautiful, and it's just an extension of your story, right?
Okay.
But I thought it'd be cool somehow that the tour would incorporate that.
All right.
Or would you rather the American Adventure have an overlay in World Showcase? And I'm thinking, like, ghost stories of Salem. Kind of bring Salem, Massachusetts to Epcot.
Huh. I like that one, actually. I thought you said American Adventure, and in my head, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Immediately. But then you said ghost stories. I thought you were going to go, like, the history of Halloween. But, like, ghost stories and I like that a lot.
Okay.
As much as I like Coco, I think I'm going to choose American Adventure.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. I thought these were two good ones. Like, they were good to go head-to-head. Mainly because they were both in the World Showcase, but I thought...
What are you choosing?
This one's hard for me because you know I love a good ghost story. But I also really love I love riding the Grand Fiesta Tour because it's unexpected, right? And I love Coco, so I think I'm going to choose Coco.
All right. Well, all right, here's mine for Epcot.
All right.
Let me hear me out, okay?
Okay.
Mine are...
A.K.A. Brace Yourself.
Brace Yourself. Mine are a little out of the box here.
All right.
What if there was a Figment overlay?
Okay.
Because you know how Figment, you talk about the senses? Like the sights, the smells, the sounds.
Right.
What if they did an overlay of the sights, the smells, the sounds of Halloween? So you smell candy or you smell wetness because you go outside and you go trick-or-treating and it's always wet. Or what your house looks like when you decorate for Halloween.
Stop.
What?
Smell wetness?
Yeah, I smell wetness. Every time we go outside on Halloween, it feels wet to me, like moist and wet.
Okay, gross. All those words were gross.
Sorry. And the kids come home, they're all sweaty from their costumes. Like, they are all disheveled.
All right.
You know?
Yep.
All right, so that's my first one.
I am really impressed with your creativity.
All right, so that's my first one.
Okay.
Now, this one's a little goofy. What if Test Track, so you know how it's about a car doing all these safety procedures, right?
Yes.
What if... Instead of, like, just normal safety procedures, you're trying to avoid kids on Halloween going through that. And it's like, oh, my God, there's a kid that just jumped out at you. And he's in a ghost costume. And you got to, like, turn the wheel real quick.
We've got to stop right now. That is just way too much.
No? That's too much?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I was thinking about. Like, it's your neighborhood. It's like, have you ever driven through your neighborhood on Halloween night? You got to go, like, 4 miles an hour.
This is what I get for involving you in any kind of creative development.
I thought that was pretty good.
You're like, let's dodge kids.
I thought that was a pretty good one.
Like, the Sanderson sisters are there too, and they're trying to, like, get the kids, and you're trying to dodge them.
Yeah, I just think, like, listen, there's nothing better a safety precaution. Like, if you're going to have your safety your vehicle go through a safety protocol, there's no better time than Halloween night.
That, okay.
What do you think?
I'm thinking a lot. I'm thinking.
All right, well, which one are you choosing out of those?
I think I'm going with Figment, but thank you for making me laugh so hard.
I'm choosing Test Track. I think that would be cool. I'm going to Test Track, and I'm dodging kids trying to get candy on Halloween.
You weren't wrong by telling everybody to brace themselves. Let me just say that.
All right, so I win that one.
All right. Oh, you win?
Yeah, I win.
Oh, wait. That's how we're playing?
We always have a competition.
All right.
I feel like you did a pretty good job, but mine was better.
All right, I would rather go on Figment. Because I don't know. I don't know.
I think it would be extra fun. Not only do you get to go fast, but you're dodging kids. So fun.
Next one, we're going to go to Hollywood Studios. My would you rathers are, would you rather have an overlay at Rockin' Roller Coaster?
All right.
So picture this. You're on Rockin' Roller Coaster. And I think I've said this on other shows in the past. How I've always wanted an extension of the Tower of Terror in that area. And so I love Rockin' Roller Coaster, but I wanted more of that theme. So I think it would be cool for Halloween if they did sort of like a ghost limo. Like it's like a haunted limo and yes, Aerosmith is there, but maybe they could kind of incorporate it with either with someone else or maybe the band would come up with some kind of other thing where they're going to haunt this ride.
All right.
Something like that. All right. Or would you rather kind of a similar thing on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway?
All right. I think I'm with you on the overlay of Rock and Roller Coaster because I like Aerosmith, but I think it's time. I think it's time for a new thing there.
So you're choosing the Rock and Roller Coaster basically because you want to reinvent the whole attraction on its own.
I think anything Halloween overlay on Rock and Roller Coaster would be better than Aerosmith right now. Not that I have anything against Aerosmith. Great band in its day. But it's been... Like, our kids don't really know who Aerosmith is.
I actually have to tell you that the other day I had my playlist going and I had the kids were in the room or something. I was doing something and they overheard Aerosmith playing and they actually put a big smile on their face.
Well, here's the deal. Because they know of Rock and Roller Coaster.
Right, but I don't think that's wrong. I think that, it, like...
But they don't need Aerosmith. Like, if you're going to do a music to a ride... You should pick a band that kids know.
Yeah, but it's always going to change. And I think for having the classic is obviously I we're not going to agree on this one.
No, we're not.
Yeah, but I'm trying to convince you and you're trying to convince me it's not going to work.
Which one are you choosing?
I'm choosing Rock and Roller Coaster with the overlay, not because of Aerosmith, but because I think it would be cool as an extension of that whole area with the Haunted Mansion, not the Haunted Mansion, with the Tower of Terror, how it was struck by lightning. I just feel like that area could use a little bit more spook.
So I'm with you. Mine too, I had Rock and Roller Coaster, and it was similar to yours. Some sort of Halloween overlay where you're running through the city and you're on a haunted, I had a haunted bus, not a haunted limo.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. My second one.
Okay.
Toy Story Mania. Hear me out. You know how you pull the trigger and you shoot those suction darts at things, right?
Yeah.
What if... You're shooting candy, and then there's all kinds of characters inside of the 3D model, and they're like, you have to shoot the candy into their bags.
Nailed it.
Good one?
Great one. Nailed it.
Perfect.
I love it.
So, that's my choice, then.
So if I had would rather Rock and Roller Coaster or that?
Rock and Roller Coaster or Toy Story Mania, where you're shooting candy into people's bags.
I love that.
And it's like Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and Pluto, yeah. And like they're... trick-or-treating through the neighborhood, and every time you pull up to a new screen, it's like a new house where you just shoot candy into their bag somewhere.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
That was really good, Bruce.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Golden star for you. I'm still choosing Rock and Roller Coaster, though.
Really? Over Toy Story Mania after all that?
After all that, because I love that, but I love kind of that old, spooky, kind of old Hollywood vibe that you get at Sunset Boulevard that you could get in that area. So I've always wanted an extension of that.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Actually, let me ask you a question. Other than back at Magic Kingdom, other than the obvious, which is Haunted Mansion, what attraction over there is naturally spooky?
I mean, Big Thunder Mountain is kind of spooky at night.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that vibe of Halloween at night.
Don't you think? Because it is a runaway railroad, it's a runaway train.
For sure. I think Pirates of the Caribbean has some sort of Halloween vibe to it.
Like, you could go to the Magic Kingdom without any of these overlays, like these ideas that we're providing today, and kind of go specifically for, like, if you want to go for Halloween theme, like, you could just hit those attractions, like Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder Mountain. What else is spooky? Well, used to be Snow White's Scary Adventure.
That one would be a little bit spooky.
That one's too bad. It's no longer there. But I want to list like maybe like six or seven that you could just, and then just have your own kind of Halloween party.
I like that.
At the Magic Kingdom. All right. Next one, we are now at Animal Kingdom. This one was really, really hard.
Really? I found this one to be pretty simple.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear them. Okay. Do you want to go first then?
All right. I'll go first.
Okay.
Navi River Journey.
Okay.
And you could literally do anything. Anything. Put a pumpkin in there and it would be better than what it is.
All right.
Like, I love the animatronics there. Fantastic, but I don't get it. I don't. I like that ride, but I don't understand why it's so long away.
Okay.
So maybe instead of I don't even know what the name of the person is in Navi River Journey.
Okay.
What if it's Jack Skellington?
Okay.
And he's sitting there and you go to like Halloween Town or whatever that movie is. What's the name of it? What's the town that they live in the night before Christmas?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now. I can't remember.
But that town, you go there and it's like you go through that town on a boat and it's like all of those songs that they have in that movie are in the Navi River Journey.
Okay.
That's my first one. The second one is, you're not going to like this one. The Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail.
Okay.
You make that a trick-or-treating trail for the kids. Mm. You just walk through that trail and you get to stop at each one of these things and you maybe learn a little bit about the animals there, but you also get like a treat. You get to dress up in your costumes and kind of walk through the trail and go trick-or-treating there.
These are both epic. Really? I really like them. Not, you didn't sell me on the Navi one just because you just basically described how much you despise that attraction.
I just want something else. Like in anything Halloween, going through that would be fun.
Right. But whatever. It was good A for effort. I do like your trick-or-treating idea. I think that's really, really cool.
And it's like specific, right? It's like a specific trail that they already have there that you can go trick-or-treating on. And then you can go join the Halloween the rest of the park.
I would rather that one, believe it or not. Even though gorillas kind of scare me, I think I would definitely have fun. And I think the kids would love it.
I think it would be at night. Would gorillas scare you more? I don't know if you'd see them as much at night.
I don't know. I love it. I think it'd be fun. I'm really impressed with your creativity on this one. All right, ready to hear mine?
Well, I didn't choose mine yet.
Oh, what was? Which
I'm gonna choose the gorillas one.
I mean, I knew you were gonna.
The gorilla trail. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I feel like
get some candy, walk through the trail.
Yeah,
I'm in.
All right, mine are: would you rather overlay? It's tough to be a bug. Since it's already dark and spooky, like it's already dark in there when you go into the Tree of Life, like it's already seems like you don't know what to expect kind of feeling.
Especially your first time.
Right. And obviously bugs are kind of freaky and I think they could do something kind of silly with the bugs and have it with Halloween themed. Or would you rather, I feel like I know what your choice is going to be because you don't like this attraction, but how about this? It's 95.
Is it Nemo?
No, it's. Let me just to make it easier, maybe for your choice, because I know you don't love this attraction. It's 95 degrees out. You have a change of shoes and socks and a shirt. Okay.
All right.
Cali River Rapids.
I'm out. I'm out.
Hear me out, though. It's like green, slimy waterfall.
So you're gonna do exactly. You're gonna replicate my test track theming of moist wetness.
Yeah. Wait. No. Yeah, maybe I am, actually.
No, my Figment one. Sorry, not Test Track. My Figment, the sights and smells of Halloween. Except you're going to actually replicate it in real life.
Yeah, but it's hot. So either way, you're either going to be, it's tough to be a bug. It's going to be cool, at least, in there. But you're going to want some kind of, let's just pretend for the podcast sake that you want to get wet.
Nope, I'm out. 1,000,000% out.
You know, I don't know what I was thinking when I put this one on the list, because I realize that now. Maybe I thought I was doing this with the kids.
You could have literally have said, I am going to make the Nemo show 45 minutes longer, and I would have chose that over Cali River Rapids.
That's what's spooky about it.
Yeah, I would have chose that over Cali River Rapids.
I know. All right. I'm
bummed. So, yeah, I'm out on that one. I'm choosing It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Okay. All right.
But I think I win that one, too.
You win.
I'm not going to say it, but I think I won.
I think you won. I think I was going to choose It's Tough to Be a Bug. Just simply because I really love that attraction on its own. I think anything overlaid would be even more fun. But yeah, you definitely won.
You know, I think
didn't know we were competing, but we are.
That's literally every time we do these would you rathers and I have to do them to you, I try to figure out one that I win.
Yeah.
What can I come up with that's so out there that I will automatically win?
Yeah, I love
like
it.
Like my dodging kids on Test Track?
Yeah.
One.
Okay.
My Toy Story Mania? Throwing candy at the kids.
Throwing kids at candy? What?
Throwing kids at candy. That's what we do at night here.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Okay.
And then the gorillas exploration. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. I liked your Figment one too, to be quite honest with you.
That was pretty good. I feel like it would be different, right? Like it's the sights and smells and sounds of Halloween.
Yeah. I'm still going to, if you could choose one from just on all four parks, but one overlay from your list, what would you choose?
I think it would be the Gorilla Falls Trail.
Yeah.
Because I think it would be fun to take that trail and be able to like not only learn and see what you get to see on that, but then add the costume in and getting candy.
I like that one a lot. I think I would choose either that or I would choose Tom Sawyer Island.
You know what? I might choose that one too. I think it would be between those two. I actually looked at my list real quick and I forgot Magic Kingdom, my pen was blocking that one. So I might choose Tom Sawyer's Island because I feel like Tom Sawyer's Island could be similar to that.
Tom Sawyer Island is, I think, perfect on its own. But I think if you could go visit when it's dark out and like hear me out with the whole kind of illuminated walkways, but yet still spooky enough where you need a flashlight, I think would be a really fun time.
I mean, imagine playing Ghosts in the Graveyard over on Tom Sawyer Island, like when you were a kid.
Right?
That would be messy because there'd be a lot of people doing it, but
true.
It would be fun for sure.
Maybe they could limit how many people actually go to the island.
Like just us?
Yeah, or like just limit so that it's like a special, I don't want to say special ticket event, but
don't
like,
give them any, don't do that.
Don't do that.
They got enough special like ticket events, lady.
Just so it's safe, I guess, is what I was thinking. But
I think it would be, you go over in, you know what they could do is what? You go over in like a group of 20 and you have 10 on one team and 10 on the other. So like yeah. Maybe with other people, although I don't like to be with strangers. So
I was just
going to
say, you're coming up with this idea.
I didn't say I was going to do it. I'm just coming up with the idea.
That would be fun though. Like kind of like how, introverts maybe need to kind of block their ears, tune me out for a second, but hear me out. I think that at Disney, what makes it really exciting, especially when people ask us like, should we stay on property or off? Like depending on their budgets or whatever. I love the energy that you get when you're surrounded by other Disney fans. Like it just feels like you're someplace with your best of friends. And when when you think of like Disney Cruise, right? For an example, like that, Bruce doesn't love this, but when you're kind of forced to eat dinner with strangers, it's just, to me, it's like a fun gathering because you have something in common. That's your love of Disney. So I think that would be cool if you did like a team where like Disney forces you to kind of play against people you don't know. I think it would be, at least for me, I think I would have the best time.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Okay. All right, that's going
to
do it,
Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. Again, join us in Patreon. We just did a video from Magic Kingdom where we kind of went through Genie Plus. We're going to be doing another podcast over there this weekend if you're listening to this live when it comes in. You know, shoot us a message on Instagram, Unlocking the Magic Podcast, or on Facebook, Unlocking the Magic, and let us know what you think of your choices. Like if you have an overlay that you would like to see, shoot it to us. Maybe we'll talk about it on the next podcast episode.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.